The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Metzia, Daf Chaf Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilun Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Batzara. Ve'ilun Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Lefuah Shlema. Chaim Aharon Ben Le'a. Elna Refanala, Elna Refanala. אין לרפנה לרפואת הנפש ולרפואת הגוף. רפואתו קרובה לבוא, וכן ינסו ונאמר אמן. Today's daf is being studied. לעילוי נשמת מרדכי משה בן שרה. That's your sight is today. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן. אמן ואמן. We begin today's daf on Chaf א' עמוד ב'. And we are starting two lines from the bottom. Let's just review again. We're in the middle of a sugya, again, as I said, from the most basic and famous machlokot in the Masechet, a machlokot between Abaye and Rava on the subject of Yi'ush Shelo Mida'at. Is Yi'ush Shelo Mida'at Yi'ush or not? Basically, it's a case where a person lost something, he doesn't realize that he lost it yet. Yeah, something fell out of his pocket or something like that. But it's an item that when he does find out that he dropped it, he's going to definitely give up hope on it because there's no siman. So the question is, a yi'ush shelo midat, meaning at the time that the guy picked up the lost object on the floor, it's possible that the owner did not make yi'ush, did not relinquish ownership yet. But when he finds out, he will. So Rava said, that's good enough. Even though at the time that he picked it up, there was no yi'ush, since we know it's inevitable that he's going to make the yi'ush, yi'ush shelo midat, have a yi'ush. That's Rava. Abiyah says, no. You need a yi'ush in actuality. You need mamash yi'ush. You cannot just say, oh, well, he's going to do it. But bottom line, when you picked it up, there was no yi'ush. You picked it up, you got to return it. So therefore, he says, even though we're guaranteed 1,000%, when he finds out about it, he's going to make yi'ush. Since when you picked it up, yi'ush was not done yet, according to Abiyah, you have to return the item. That's the whole ma'lokt in Abiyah and Rabban, yi'ush lo midat. Then the Gemara is going to start bringing more questions and proofs. The Gemara actually is going to bring a proof now to Rava. We're on the bottom line. Tashema Haganav. That's a thief. Ganav is somebody that steals at night when nobody's watching. Shinatal mize venatan lize. He stole from this guy and gave it to somebody else. Vechen gazlan. A gazlan is somebody that steals in the open, grabs something out of somebody's hand. Not scared of anybody, the gazlan. V'chein gazlan shenatal mizeh v'natan lezeh. Right? He took it out of one person's possession and gave it to somebody else. V'chein yerden. What's yerden? Literally, the yerden is the Jordan River. Or for that matter, any river. Shenatal mizeh v'natan lezeh. What happened? The river washed up and moved the property of somebody, turned it into somebody else's field, moved it via the Yerden, via the river. Mashinatal natal. What the ganav or gazlan took and gave to somebody else, it's given, it's theirs. Mashinatal natal. And with the river washed up and transferred properties, it's considered that person's. Now the Yomar says, Bishlama gazlan v'yarden. Now, when it comes to a gazlan, let's talk about a gazlan for a second. For sure, the guy that gets stolen from, he makes yi'ush right away, because he sees what's happening. He knows right away when it happens. The guy comes up and grabs something out of his hand. Right away, what does he say? Yi'ush. Therefore, when the gazlan gives it to somebody else, he can keep it, because we know the owner made yi'ush, because he saw the gazlan. Or for that matter, the yarden. He sees the river overflowing and moving his prime right away. He says, oh, pass. No. Yi'ush. So, bishtaman gazav yarden dekacha zelu miya'esh. Good. Ela ganav ikach hazeh demiyaesh, but the ganav, a ganav is somebody that breaks into somebody's house at night. Does the owner know that the item is stolen? He doesn't know it till much later on. And still, what did we say? That when the ganav gives it to somebody else, he could keep it. Oh, a classic case of yi'ush shelo midat. And what does it say? He could keep it. Proof to Rava. Question against Abaye. Papa will answer for Abaye. Bilistim mizuyin. You know what we're talking about? When we said ganav, it's not the case I told you. It's not a case of a guy breaking into somebody's house. It's talking about armed robbery. Guy comes to rob somebody with a gun. Now, armed robbery has the same mechanics as a ganav. Why does a guy steal at night? Because he's scared. A guy with a gun, he's also scared. That's why he has a gun. Whereas a gazlan, he don't have a gun, nothing. He just grabs it out of the guy's hand. So therefore, even though it says ganav, it really wasn't a ganav. It was a case that's like a ganav, but it's known to the person that got stolen. He holds a gun to the guy's head. What does the guy do right away? He makes yush. Because he knows, that's it. He sees, he knows right away. That's why it says that the person that it's transferred to can keep it right away. Because the guy made yush immediately. What do you mean? But you said the case of Gazlan already. Why do you have to tell me in this statement, Gazlan, and then another case of Gazlan? Where he takes a gun. Okay, what does today have Gazlan? There's two cases of Gazlan. There's Gazlan that's not afraid, and then there's a Gazlan that is afraid. He is a Gazlan because he's doing it in the open. But it has the mechanics of a Ganav because the guy's a scaredy cat. That's why he's holding a gun. The gun is to show that he's scared. So therefore, it's like a Ganav. But therefore, in all these cases, the common denominator is the guy that got stolen from, he knows right away about it. Therefore, he makes yush right away. Therefore, it's no question for Abaye. Everybody agrees with the guy. Again, according to Abaye, he agrees. If we can know 100% that when the guy picks up the lost object, that the guy made yush ready, of course you can keep it. We're only talking about a case where you say, I didn't know. But this case he knows. Therefore, Abaye will say he can keep it. Tashema, we have another proof. Actually, this is going to be a proof for Abaye. Tashema, Shataf Nahar. Oh, you have a raging river. And the river has korav. Korav is like beams. Etzav is pieces of wood. Avanav is like stones. Venatno betok sadeh havero. What happened? The river comes along and washes up all these items off the guy's field and places it in somebody else's field. Hare elu shelo. The deen is, keep it. Why? Mepenei shenit ya'ashu ha-ba'alim. So the Gemara is assuming at this point, when there's a raging river like that, everybody finds out about it right away, everybody's talking about it. So the guy knows that it's gone. He's going to go find out where his beams went. So it's yush. Therefore, the guy can keep it. So the Gemara makes it now a diyuk, an implication. Oh, you know why I could keep it? Only because we're talking about a case where we know Yeush was made. However, but if it was Stam, which means if we don't know if the guy made Yeush yet, he would not be allowed to keep it. Meaning, Yeush shelo midaat, lo ave Yeush. Proof to Abaye. What does it know? What are we talking about over here? Rashi says, "B'shiachol lehatzil," he's able to save it. U'dekivatei b'mitziyah acheret, davar sheyesh bo siman, diachol liten siman v'litol, modin abad dechayav la'azir. Which is the case over here is talking about where he was able to save the item. Now, we're not finished the case yet, but let's assume at this point, we're talking about over here where the river rushed it up to somebody else's field, and he was able to save it. Oh, that's the case where you say, he's able to save it. Doesn't matter. Yush was done, even though he's able to save it. I don't know why. If he's able to save it, why does it make Yush? But we'll see in the Gemara. He's able to save it. Oh, so the implication would be that in a similar case, only because he was able to save it. So Rashi says, "Vudekevate b'mitziyah achel davash yesh bo siman." Which means, in a similar case, where let's say a guy would be able to save the item, it had a siman on it, something that has a siman, does the owner give up hope? Of course not. He always expects to get it back. So the Gemara says, the case that we're talking, and we'll understand it much clearer as we read more in the Gemara. The Gemara says the case of the river is talking about where he had a chance to save it. So the Gemara says, Iacheh, Ema Sefa, if you're telling me that the case is talking about where he's able to save it, Ema Sefa, I'll read you the end of this statement. It says, Imayua Ba'alim Radifim Ahadehem, if the owners, let's say, are running after the idol, the river raged it over into somebody else's field, and you see the owner is running. Hayav La'azir. The deen is what? You got to return it to him. Ibi Cholin La'azir. if it's talking about a case where he's able to save it, my iriyah meradifin. Why did you have to say that he's chasing it? Afilu en meradifin nameh. Even if he's not chasing it, if it's a case where he's able to save it, chasing it should not make a difference. You'd have to return it regardless. Oh, it's talking about a case where he can save it, but through great difficulty. I mean, it's not so easy to say that thing's rolling down the river. If he makes an effort to be able to save it, but if he doesn't, not. So the Gemara says, "Meradefin." If you see him running, that's an indication that what? Lo iyeush. He did not make yeush. And meradefin. But if he's not running, then ayuesh miyeish. Then you ready? You see that what? He must have given up hope. So therefore, let's review this braita now. The way Rava will learn the case. There's three basic way situations that can take place over here. Number one, if the owners cannot save it at all. The thing, the river comes and rages it and it's flowing downstream so fast. In that case over there, that's clear yush. Because the guy knows he's not going to recover it. So for sure, the person's able to keep it. Then you have, if the owner can save it, but it's just going to take time. He has to run after it. So therefore, if he can save it, then even if he's not running after it, you got to give it back to him. Because the bottom line is able to save it. It just take them time. So therefore, everybody will agree you got to return it to them. And where do we have a difference between running and not running? That's by, you could save it, but it's difficult. Then already you got to look at the guy. Does the guy care or not? If you see him running, that means he didn't give up hope yet. He's going to be willing to fight it out to go get it. Then you got to give it back. But if you see the guy not running, then you say, you know what? He don't want to get involved in the inconvenience of it. It's not so simple to save it and stuff like that. Therefore, he made you. So those are the three cases of the braita that we have no question against Rava. Because Rava, we thought the case was, oh, when the thing's raging down the river, we say, what? Keep it. Oh, because for sure the guy made yush. Also made an implication. Oh, but if he didn't make yush, then he's only going to make yush later on. Oh, you see that yush, let me down, do I have a yush? No. The case is talking about over here, a different situation. Over here we're talking about now, really, the reason why you're able to keep it is because you're talking about where the guy gives up hope immediately. The guy gives up hope immediately because he says, you know what, I'm losing it. Mashiachin in the case where the guy says, you know what, there's a siman over here. Or there's a way for me to recover it. It's just going to take time for me to get it, but I'll find it. Oh, then that's the diuk. Well, it's totally lost from him. Where he says he's never going to recover it, you can't keep it. Mashiachin to add siman. He'll get it back. It'll take time. Oh, that's why. So that's why if he feels that he's going to get it back, so then already, it depends. If it's going to be Ayidah Dachak, then we make a difference between running and not running. But if it's just a matter of time, then it's no Yehush, different guy can't keep it. The guy will not be able to keep it, because bottom line, the guy's assuming, I'll get it back. There's a siman. I just got to find out which field it is, where did it end up. Give a siman, no problem. So according to Rava, this braita does not pose a question. We thought the case was, hastama, that if you have a case where the thing got lost, the guy didn't find out about it yet. Oh, you can't keep it, because you should owe me that. No. The reason why you can't keep it, because there's a siman. And the guy's saying, you know what, I'm going to find it. Oh, if he's going to find it, so why in the sifad you make a difference between running and not running? Well, that's the case, no way. He could find it, but through great inconvenience. Then already you got to judge the guy. If he's running, that means he still wants it. If he's not running, he doesn't want it. So that's the machlok, that's the way to learn it. Kamsa Gamalan continues, Tashema. Kitzad amru atorem shelom midat terumato teruma. We have a law that says, guy has a field. He has to give teruma. What's teruma? 2% he has to give to the Kohen. The law is, in a certain case, a person is allowed to give teruma for his friend without his friend knowing. Sounds like what it's saying is you're going to go into somebody's field, take the 2%, give it to the Kohen, and then you tell the owner, I take care of it for you. So the Gemara says, what's the case? It cannot be like that, because we cannot accept you should go into somebody's field and start taking stuff without asking them. So the Gemara says, what's the case? He went out to his friend's field, Fidikit, and he collected the product. Vetaram shelo birshut. Now, im hoshesh mishum gezel, if you suspect that there's thievery over here, meaning if you suspect that the owner is upset, en terumato teruma. Shturma doesn't count. However, ve'im la, but if you suspect that the owner is happy with what was done, Turma to Turma, then it counts. So Gemara asks, Uminayinu yodei, mechoshish mishum gezer ve'im la. How do you know if the owner is angry or not? It was very simple. Hareshiva ba'alabayit. Now that also the ba'alabayit comes down to the field, umitza'o, and he finds the guy, and the guy tells him, oh, by the way, you know, I gave the Turma for you. So he tells him, "Klach etzel yafot." He tells him, "You should have taken better quality." That is two ways to interpret that. So the Gemara says, "Im nimsi'u yafot." If there really is better quality available in the field, turumato turma. He meant it because he was saying, "Hey, why didn't you take the inferior stuff? You should have taken good stuff." V'im lav. But if there's no better quality, en turumato turma. Because basically the guy was saying it rhetorically. Hey, why don't you take my best stuff? And then he's really saying, what are you doing? Why should you take my stuff without asking me? Now, let's say the owners themselves, they collected, and what happened? Now the guy just added to them, added to the teruma, benkach ubenkach, terumato teruma. What's exactly that case where he added? That case over here is talking about.
He validates it.
Which means that's obvious. He comes down to the field, and they tell him, "What's going on here? Oh yeah, I gave teruma for you. You know what? Add this to the bunch. For sure that he's validating and saying, I'm happy. That's no question." Now, the Gemara goes back. You tell me that what? Indeed, if there's better fruit, the teruma is a teruma. Am I? Why? He did not know yet. Which means this is the same logic of Yeush Shelo Midat. It's not a case of Yeush, but you see what? You work with retroactive. Which means, at the time that the guy took the teruma, the guy didn't know anything. When he comes down to visit, oh, yeah, I wish you would have taken better. Oh, teruma, teruma. Why? Because we say that since we see now what he did, retroactively, that's what he meant. So same thing by Yush. That even though when I picked up the lost object, the guy didn't know about it, but later on when he finds out about it, it's considered a Yush. So this is a proof to Rabbah. You see the retroactive works. That's what you see in this case. It's a proof to Rabbah. Targema Rava. What's that, Zion? Yes. Targema Rava Adiba de Abaye. So Rava is going to explain this according to Abaye Shita. This is very interesting. Rava was the one that argued on Abaye. But now he comes to help him out. I told you the rabbis were honest. That means they weren't just looking to win an argument. It'll be right. They were looking to be honest. So therefore, they asked the question against Abaye. Rava says, let me answer for my opponent on this one over here. That's not a question. Right? Be fair. How does he answer? The Shavya Shaliyah. The case is talking about over here where he made him a Shaliyah. Which means, the Gemara cannot accept. You cannot just go to somebody's field and start taking teruma without asking. He must have made him an agent. Do me a favor, go down and take the teruma. Hachanameh mistabra. Continue for a second. And it makes sense that he made him a shaliyah. The Yisal kadagul hashem a shaliyah. Because if he didn't make him a shaliyah, mi havya terumato teruma. The teruma would not work in any case. Why? Veha atem gam atem lahaman amar achmana. The Torah, when it talks about giving teruma, it says the word gam atem. And from the word gam atem, we learn that not only can you give teruma yourself, but you can even appoint an agent. Lerabot shluchachem. But the Gemara makes a derasha. Ma atem ledaltechem. But just like when you give the teruma, it's from your knowledge, knowingly, av shluchachem ledaltechem. So too over here, it's talking about when you appoint the shaliach, but it's got to be ledat, which means you got to know that you appointed him. I mean, he's going to be a self-appointed guy. So therefore, let's get the case better. You had the case all wrong. It's not some stranger walking into somebody's field, and then we're going to find out what the owner held. No. Everything was done with knowledge. Everything was done with cognizance. the owner appointed a shaliach, because that's the only way it's going to work. Just like when he takes the dua, it's done knowingly. When he appoints a shaliach, I was talking about when he did it knowingly. He told the shaliach, you do it. That's all he told him. Go take tiruma. Didn't tell him anything more than that. But he didn't say take tiruma from these items. He didn't point the way he wants the tiruma taken. And this guy's a mediocre guy. The guy's middle class. Normally when he takes tiruma, this guy, he takes from the mediocre property. And we know the guy's way. When the shaliach went, v'taram miyafot, and he ended up taking from the top quality. Uba balabait umso, not a balabait sees him. V'amade klach etzel yafot. Tell me, hey, why do you take the better stuff? And we go back. Im nimsiu yafot mem terumato teruma. If indeed there's better stuff, he meant it seriously. The imlav en terumato teruma. Good. Now, how does this answer us? So look at... because our whole question against Abaye was, hey, what are you talking about? The guy has no idea. The guy goes into the field, and now retroactively finds out that it was taken. No, it's not talking about what he didn't know. You. The case about where he knew, he actually appointed him
to take the teruma.
So now it's not working with a retroactive. I'll explain to you. When I appoint the shaliach and I say, take teruma for me. That's a little vague what he said, but he meant something. At the time that he said, take teruma, he meant something, because he's saying, take teruma. And later on, he goes down to the field, he says, I took for you. He says, why don't you take from the better ones? So we say that if indeed there's better ones, the Turumah is a Turumah. Because I say that's what he meant. It's not the pshat that, well, now we're finding out something and then we want to retroact. No, no. When he said take Turumah, he said it. It's not something that's you shalomi. It's not a shalomidat. You shalomidat is a different mechanic. You shalomidat is the guy didn't even know it fell out of his pocket. And now all of a sudden, 2 days later, I lost the item. Where's the eye? Oh, he makes yush. He had no idea. So the guy has no idea. So that's already a mahluk and a bayin naba. But in this case, no. He told him, take tiruma. It was just a vague terminology. So now, later on, when the guy comes and says, did you take tiruma? Absolutely. What did you take from? Why did you take from the better ones? So if there's indeed better ones, we say, that's what he meant when he appointed them. So it's not like he's just finding out something now. Oh, you took tiruma. I had no idea. Oh, that would be like a shalomidat case. Therefore, Abaye is clear from this question. Rav says, you have no question according to Abaye. Now the Gemara says, a story based on this Gemara we just said. Gemara says like this. Amemor umor zutra verav ashe ikli'u lebostena demore bar Isak. Amemor umor zutra verav ashe, these three rabbis, ikli'u lebostena de mori bar Isak. They got to the orchard of this fellow called Mori bar Isak. Aite arise. Now, Mori bar Isak had a sharecropper. Sharecropper is someone that works the field for the employer, for the owner, and he gets a certain percentage. Anyway, the sharecropper, he's not the owner. The sharecropper came, and he brought for the rabbis tamre v'remone. He brought him dates, and he brought him pomegranates. He served them fruit in respect for the rabbis. He threw them in front of the rabbis. Amemor v'Rav Ashi achle. Amemor and Rav Ashi ate. Morzutra lo achle. But Morzutra didn't eat. He felt, who's this guy? He has no right to give fruit. It's not his field. Therefore, he didn't want to eat it. He thought it was gezer. Adahachi, in the interim, ata mori bar Isak. The owner came. Ashkechtinu, he saw them. V'amale l'arise, so he tells the sharecropper, Amai lo aititlu l'rabbanan ma'anek shapirta. How come you didn't give the rabbis better fruit? What are you giving him this for? You should have gave from the better stuff. Good. Amru le amemor v'rav ashe le morzutra. So now the other two rabbis tell morzutra, Hashta amai lo achil mor. Now why aren't you eating? Which means, I don't know if you want to eat before. Okay, you had a question if the guy has a right to take from the fruit or not. However, now that he's telling you, oh, you should have taken better, didn't we just learn Vatanya? Didn't we learn by the case of Teruma that when the guy says Klach Etzel Yafot, if indeed there's better product, so the guy meant to take the better. He's giving it wholeheartedly. So here he's coming along and saying to the sharecropper, I understand, you should have given better. And if there is indeed better, the deen is that you can take it. So why aren't you eating now?
Is he being sarcastic or not? That's a...
But there was better. And so just like you said by Tiruma, that you say if there is better, he means it. So he means it over here also. So you should eat.
You have to inspect the field first to see if it's better.
Oh, so you got to assume in this case also that there was better stuff. Could be it was like lying right over there. I don't understand you. You should have given him the better stuff. So Amadehu Achi Amar Rava. No, you cannot compare cases. Rava explained it. Lo amru klach etzel yafot ilan yan teruma belvad mishum demitzvahu venichale aval haka mishum kisifutahu de'amar ache. Big difference. In the case of teruma, it's a mitzvah. So you got to assume a guy wants to do a mitzvah the best way. And if there is really better quality, you can assume no problem he meant it when he said it. Do I give me to take him the best? But when it comes to here, he's only said it out of embarrassment. When Mori Bar Isaac comes into the room, and you see the rabbi's eating, so he doesn't want to embarrass the sharecropper. So he tells the sharecropper, hey, you should have given them better. But maybe he doesn't really mean it. Yeah, could be when it comes to a non-mitzvah situation, could be with sarcastic. So therefore, they tell him, now you could eat. You bring me a proof from Teruma. Teruma, you could assume off the bat, the guy wants to do the mitzvah the best way. So when he said, hey, why don't you take the better product? And he really is better product? He wants it. Mashiach, in a case like this, he doesn't want to embarrass the sharecropper. So he wants to, he comes in and says, oh, you should have given him better stuff. But he really doesn't want to give him anything. So therefore, the rabbi says, listen, I'm not eating yet. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, okay, Tashema. We keep on bringing proofs now. Again, we're going to prove that Abaye. Yeush lo midat lo habiyush. You need a little introduction for this Gemara. We have a law that says fruits, if they come in contact with something that's tameh, the fruit itself accepts the tum'ah. But only if the fruit was prepared to receive the tum'ah. The preparation is called hekshir. It has to be mukshar. How does a fruit become prepared to receive tum'ah? It has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. For our purposes, we'll talk about water. Once water falls on the fruit, so now the fruit already became wet once, and already the fruit is prepared to receive tum'ah, even though it's dry now. Doesn't matter, as long as the water fell on it.
One thing.
But there's one condition the Gemara is going to tell us. The owner has to be happy with it. The owner has to be satisfied. Oh, I'm glad that the water fell on it. It's good. But if the owner is not happy with the fact that the water fell on it, he didn't... If he put the water on himself, then he's happy. But let's say it rained, or let's say there was dew that came down, and the owner is satisfied. Oh, beautiful. You know, it moistened my fruit. Now, combined with the water and the satisfaction of the owner, so now the item receives tum'ah. It doesn't mean it's tameh. Now it's prepared to receive tum'ah. If something tameh touches it, it can be a receptor. Now the Gemara stops.
If he's aware, but he's not happy about it, then it would not be the...
Correct. He has to be two things. He has to be aware about it, and he has to be satisfied. That's the Gemara's conclusion, actually. You can see from here. Tashema. Odehu hatal alehim. Oh, what happened? The guy has his fruit, let's say, on the roof. What happens in the morning? The dew comes down. The dew is like one of the liquids. The dew comes down and starts to rest on the fruit, and it's still wet. Vesamah. And the guy says, oh, very nice, I'm happy. That's considered already as if he placed it on it, and therefore it receives tum'ah. Negabo, but let's say it dried, okay? Which means by the time he came out to the field, the fruit was already dried. Afal pishes samach, even though he says, oh great, the dew fell on it this morning, too late. Enam bechiyutam. Which means the only time that we say his satisfaction is going to mean anything is when the item is still wet. Which means you need two things. The item starts, he didn't put the water on again. The water happened by itself. The dew came on by itself. He comes into the field, he sees dew on the fruit. So he comes along and says, oh wow, great. Oh, very happy, beautiful. And it's still on there? So we consider it as if he put it on. It's valid, it's like he put it on. But let's say he gets to the field, and by the time he gets to the field,
midday,
that was dry. They tell him, oh, by the way, you know, the fruit was all wet this morning. He's, oh, great. Doesn't mean anything. Because when the time, the satisfaction came, the validation came, the thing was already dried. So the Gemara makes a diuk now. What's the reason for this? Lav mishum de lo amrinan kevan de iglai milta de ashta nihale meikara name nihale. Oh, from here you see that you don't work with retroactive. You don't say just because he was happy now means that he was happy then. That's a proof to Abaye. You see a similar concept. Yeush shalom, just because he made Yeush now, that doesn't mean anything what he did when I picked up the object. So just like Yeush shalom, just like you, according to Abaye, you don't say retroactively. It seems you see this concept over here as well. That even though at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the guy saw the fruit, and he said, oh, I'm very happy. Not too late. Because we don't say retroactively that just like he's happy now, he would have been happy
before.
So therefore it's a proof to Abaye. You don't work with this retroactive business. So Gemara says, no. Different story over there. Shani Atam. Dichtiv ki yitin. Ad shi yitin. Because the Pasuk says over there, the only time an item becomes prepared to receive Tum'ah is ki yitin. You actually have to put the water on yourself. Forget what I was, what do you mean you have to put the water on yourself? In the beginning, where the case was, where the dew fell on the item, you didn't put it there. It fell by itself. So make up your mind, if you have to put it yourself, how could you tell me in the beginning that if the dew fell on it, it receives Tum'ah? No. If you look in the Torah writes in this parasha that talks about Hechshir Tum'ah, Ki, and it says the letters Yud Taf Nun. We read it Ki Yutan, but it can be read Ki Yitin. That is a big difference between Yutan and Yitin. Yutan is if the water went on it by itself. Yitin means if you put the water. Now, again, you're just writing the words, the letters Yud Taf Nun. There's no Nikudot, but the tradition is read it Yutan, but without the Nikudot, I could read it Yitin. So how do you reconcile Yutan and Yitin? Does the water have to fall on by itself? Even by itself? Or do you have to actually put it? So the Gemara says, Haketzad, Ba'inan ki Yutan dumya dechi Yitin. When it falls on by itself, it has to have the same mechanics as when you put it on. How? Ma Yitin ledaat, af ki Yutan nami ledaat. Oh, just like when you put the water on, it's you're not knowingly, so too, when the water goes on by itself, it has to be knowingly. To make it understandable, this case, guy wakes up in the morning, he sees dew on the fruit. Well, now he knows about it. He sees it. It's still there. So we say, even though it's yutan, it happened by itself, it's like yitin, because it's still wet. So we consider it as if he put the water on it. At that point, that's why it's going to receive Tum'ah. However, in the afternoon, when he comes down and he sees it's dry, oh, he's all excited. Great. Right? But at the time that the water came down, you didn't know about it. True, it's Ki Yutan. But it's not with the mechanic of Ki Yitin. Because you didn't know about it, and by the time you found out about it to be satisfied, it was dry. So therefore, don't bring me a proof of it to anything with retroactive. Here we have Gezirat HaKatuv. You have a clear pasuk that's telling me that you have to, it has to be wet, even though you didn't put the water on it or the dew on it. Kiyutan. But at the time that you find out about it to be satisfied, it's still got to be wet. Kiyutan, like Kiyutin. So don't bring me a proof to anything with retroactive. We thought originally, ah, you see over here, when the guy comes in the afternoon and it's dry, I'm happy. Sorry, it's not going to receive Tum'ah. You know why? Because just because you're happy now, we don't say retroactively when it was wet. That's a proof to Abaye. No, this is not a ketuv over here. Here we're dealing with pesukim that clearly say for hekshet tumara work, you don't have to put the water on. I agree with that. Ki yutan. That happens by itself. But it has to be still wet at the time that you are satisfied with it. Meaning ki yutan is like ki yitin. Just like ki yitin is midat, so when it falls on automatically, it has to be midat. Therefore, in the morning case, he wakes up in the morning, he's due on the item. He sees it.
He validates.
So it's like he put it on right away. Even though he didn't. His validation is like he put it on. Ki yutan, ki yitin. But shaking in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he comes to the field, it's dry. They tell him, oh, by the way, it was soaking wet. This was, oh, great. Sorry. Even though it happened, ki yutan, but there was no da'at over here. Because at the time that it got wet, he did not know. And by the time he found out about it, it was already dry. So if you have no da'ayatu, abaye. Tashema. Te'amar Rabbi Yohanan, Mishum Rabbi Ishmael ben Yod Sadak. Oh. Minayin la'aveda sheshatfa nahar. You have a lost object. Going down the river, a very, very raging river and waves and things like that. Shehi muteret. I see a tidal wave and it washes up some lost object. The Gemara says you could keep it. You know why? Dichtiv. Vechen ta'ase lechamoro, vechen ta'ase lesiblato, vechen ta'ase. Lechol avedat achich, asher tovad mimenu umsata. That means, whenever you find an item that was lost to one person, the law says what? You got to return it. So the Gemara says, misha avudah mimenu mitzuya etzel kol adam. That's an item that's lost to A, but other people are able to recover it. So an item like that, where it was just lost to the owner, but you found it, then the Torah says, you got to return it. Because the guy, the owner says, listen, I lost it, but somebody else is going to find it, he'll return it to me. Like a hamor or things like that, have a sign. Yatzta zu sh'avuda mimenu ve'enu mitzuya etzel kol adam. But a case where like a tidal wave, where it's lost not only to the owner, but it's lost to
the whole world.
I mean, the guy who loses it doesn't expect anybody to find it. The thing was washed away in the ocean.
Tsunami.
So, yeah. So, therefore, what's the explanation? Such an item, you can assume, no problem. Gone. Keep it.
Siman, no Siman.
No, even Siman.
Forget about it.
And that's the Gemara's point right now. So, Gemara's going to say, the isura dumya dehetera. The case where it's asur to keep it, when you have to return it, is going to be similar to the case where you're allowed to keep it. Ma etera ben de it besiman, ben de let besiman, shara. Right. I don't care, by the way, if this thing that got hit by the tsunami or the tidal wave even had a siman on it. Even if it says the guy's name, Rabbi Eli Mansel with the address on it. Because when that happens, I say to myself, it's gone. Now it's gone to me. Nobody's going to find it. Happened to be washed up in somebody's bag. I already gave up hope because I think no me and not the rest of the world. So since the case of Heter is talking about a case of Siman, so therefore af isura ben deit besiman ben delet besiman asura. Oh, so the case of isur is talking about even the case where there, let's say, was a siman on the item. Oh, and whether even there was not a siman, which means whatever case we're saying is mutar to keep that parallel case in the case where it's asur to keep. One of the cases is going to be, let's talk about both cases out. There is a siman. There is a siman, for sure I can't keep it. Because I know the guy doesn't make yush. Or, let's say there was no siman. I can't keep it. Why? Because right now when I picked it up, the guy didn't make yush, even though he's going to make yush
later on.
Oh, proof to Abaye. Again, in the case of the tsunami, I don't care if it has a siman. I don't care if it doesn't have a siman. Keep it. Oh, but that's the case of Bhutan. And what's the case of Isur? Same case. Whether it has a siman or it doesn't, or whether it doesn't, give it back. Because it wasn't lost to the whole world. Oh, and one of the cases is there was no siman. But I know for sure when this guy finds out about it, he's going to make yush. I don't care. Give it back. So you see what? Yush shelo midat, lo have yush. Proof positive for Abaye, and the Gemara says in its conclusion, Tiyufta de Rava, Teyufta. This is a break. We have broken Rava. This is a question that is a refutation to Rava. And the Gemara says, V'ilcheta kevate de'abaye b'ya'al kegam. There are six cases in Shas where we have a machloka between Abaye and Rava that we posek like Abaye. Most of the times the law is like Rava, except for the six exceptions. We don't have to go through all six exceptions now, but the abbreviation is Ya'al Kegan. The Yud stands for our case, Ye'ush Shelo Midat. Ye'ush Shelo Midat, we hold like Abaye. Ayin is a law of Ed Zomem L'Mafreyahu Nifsal. That we'll see in Masichat Sanhedrin. Lamed is something we saw in Masichat Erubin. That's a Lehi She'omed Me'elav. That's a case where a person, let's say, needs a post in front of his courtyard in order to carry. So let's say the post was there by itself. You didn't put it there. So it's a Mahloket, if that were a pre-existing post. Is that good enough or not? Then you have the Kof. Kof is a case of a person makes Kiddushin Shalonim Siru Lebi'ah, which we saw in Masichat Kiddushin. That's talking about a case where a guy, he married two sisters. He gave Kiddushin to one of two sisters, but he doesn't know which one he gave it to. Now, really, the law is he cannot be with any of them. Because if he gave Kiddushin to one of the sisters, maybe he's sleeping with his wife's sister. So therefore, he cannot be with. So that's the question is, does he need a get from both of them or not? Because since these Kiddushin, it was a type of Kiddushin that can never lead to a bi'ah. Because it's a Kiddushin, but you would never be able to be with any of them. Because again, if you're married really to A, you're not going to be allowed to go with B, because B is going to be your wife's sister, and vice versa. So it's a machlok, you need a get in this case, and some say you don't even get at all, because the kiddushin was never even halal, because it was never even allowed you to have bi'ah with any of these ones. Okay, that's the chof. What's the gimal? The gimal is gilui data begita. Okay, that's a case where a guy sent a shaliach to send the get, and then he decided he doesn't want to send the get. So it's a question, how does he have to negate? Does he have to negate the messengers, or does he have to negate the actual validity of the get itself? And then the mem is talking about mumar ochem nevelot lachis pasul le'anyan edut. That if a person, let's say, eats nevelot, not kosher, on purpose, does he become pasul to be a witness? In any event, there's a machloken on all these six cases. For our purpose, we need the yud. Ya'al kegam. The yud is ye'ush shelo midat. So somebody asks you a question. Something fell in the street. No siman. I know the owner, when he finds out about it, is going to make yush. Can I keep it? No. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rava Chaberet Rava Rava Shevichima Had Ito Tav Rava. Now, once you tell me that Rava was rejected, Hani Tamred Dezika. I find dates that the wind, let's say, blew them off the tree. Echi Achlinan Lehu. How do we eat them? Hey, we go like Abayir. You're right. When the guy finds out about it, he'll probably make yush. But the custom, it seems, was when the guy walked in the middle of the street and he found these dates that flew off the tree, he eats them. Hey, how could you eat them? Gemara says, "Amale keman diika shkatsim urmasim deka achle lehu." The rule is, once they fall,
they're gone.
They're gone because we know there's worms and there's bugs and there's all type of creatures that come and eat these items. Mikara yeushe miyaesh minayu. You could, if the guy knows that these things fall, because the wind blows them. But we're assuming what? There's a sign on them. So the guy's going to... the guy will be able to recoup them. Oh, so how can we eat them? You know why? Because the guy gives up Yush right away. He's, if they're going to fall off the tree, they're gone.
The condition he said, yeah, they fall off the tree.
They fall off the tree, I'm making Yush. And you can assume that when the guy picked them up already, the owner made Yush, because he says the rodents are going to eat these items already. So Gebra says, Yetme, delad b'nei mechilan inu mai. Yeah, but maybe the field is owned by an orphan. And an orphan is not able to be mocher. You have to be an adult to be mocher. So how are we able to eat these dates? Maybe the owner of the field was a yatom, and he's a minor, and he is not able to forgive it up. Gemara says, come on. You don't have to assume that it's owned by an orphan. Majority of the fields are owned by regular adults. That's a far-fetched case. So the Gemara says, mochzak ve'omed mai. But let's say you know. Let's say you know that field over there, it's Mohzak, we know for a fact. Or for that matter, Karchata Mai. Karchata, as she explains, is, let's say you have a certain area where these items fell, where there's a brick wall, where the rodents cannot get to it. What do you have that case? So the Gemara says, you're right. My amalu asirin. You're right. In those cases, it can be asur. Which, if you know for a fact that it belongs to the yatom, then you can't be mohel, you can't eat it. Or for the fact you know it fell in a place where there's no shikasim or masim. There's a wall over there. There's a wall over there. There's nothing to talk about. The shikasim and masim can't get to. The owner's not going to make yush. We hold like Abayir. Yush lo midado avi yush. But in a case where, let's say, you know for a fact that the shikasim would masim. So you don't have to say, well, if he would find out, the guy already makes yush from the get-go. If by the time you picked it up, you could assume the owner found out about it and the owner made yush, because the guy knows that wind is a common situation. And therefore you could assume the guy makes yush immediately once the items fall. And by the time you picked it up, he already relinquished. Let's just read Rashi. Rashi just says, Hechi achlinam nehu, these dates that the wind blows, ha lo miyaesh. Right? He did not make yush. And the Gemara says, mi'ikaro, here's the key, Rashi, mikodim nefilato. Before they fall already, that's the guy's head. If they fall, it's out. Yushim diyodeya. Who sharua mashim? And he knows the wind blows these items, as we said. It's a pre-yush. And the shikasim, the rodents are already raiding to eat them. So therefore, you could assume that he made yush. It's like a condition from the beginning, and therefore you have no problem. It's interesting to note that the Gemara comes along and says, halakha is like Abayir.
It sounds like a book of Abayir.
Right? No, it says halakha is like Abayir. And we knocked that out. Then if that's the Gemara says, oh, so how do we eat these dates over here? Now, really, the Gemara should have brought this before we posek a halakha. Once already, I'm telling you, we posek like Abayir, and Rava is knocked out, so we hold like Abayir. Then we hold Yush lo midat lo ave Yush. The Gemara comes and says, oh, so how do we eat these dates? Bring me before, this should have been in the Sheklav and Taryav, the Gemara, in the argument. Oh, you see, we eat these dates. Oh, so must be the halakha is like Rava. What are you bringing after? So the Gemara is bringing it like this. We go like Abaye. And the Gemara wants to show us how strict. You should know we hold Abaye is very serious, and you shouldn't take something now that if you don't know the owner makes yush, you got to be very careful. So the Gemara is saying, hey, if this is a very serious item, and we posek like Abaye, what I want to impress upon us, oh, then how in the world are we being lenient to eat these dates over here? Don't worry. We agree we go like Abaye. But in this case over here, the guy makes yush from the beginning. Rashi's language is, just so I can read you Rashi's language, he says the following, and then we'll conclude with this. Rashi says, V'nir'e be'enai, te'lo nakata ila laharbot be'chomer isur. To show us the stringency of the isur. Kelomar, me'ahad itotav. Once already Rava is knocked out, afilu bedavar she'em bo siman. Even an item that doesn't have a siman, ve'kol she'ken she'elu asurin she'esh bem siman. Which means, all these cases over here are going to be forbidden unless you answer it up. Which means now that we don't go like Rava, we will not be able to eat these dates over here. Even if they have a siman, we're not going to be able to eat them. Oh, but the maaseh, the reason why you're allowed to is because, like we said, the yush is done from the beginning. When they're still on the tree, the guy says if they fall, they're gone.